You're listening to your good news station, WCNO Palm City.
Good afternoon, radio listeners. Welcome from the Encouragers, Reverend Barbara Coleman and Minister David Michael. We are on the air every Saturday at 3 p.m., bringing words of encouragement from the Holy Bible for everyday life. Please continue to listen in and be blessed. Our Father, who art in heaven, all-powerful, omnipotent, everywhere at the same time, omnipresent, all-knowledgeable, omniscient. Please forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. I thank you for this opportunity to preach your word from the Holy Bible. May what I say be helpful to someone and pleasing to you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. My topic for today is a victorious life. My text is, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Philippians 4:13. Have you ever been humbled by a problem in your life? The problem would not go away, and you just did not know what to do about it. Are you out of a job and do not know how you will pay your bills? Do you find yourself thinking about your problems continuously? What does God want us to do when we are troubled by our problems? On the other hand, do you have more money than you need for your basic needs? You have been blessed with good health and strength and a good job which pays enough money to pay all your bills and supply all your basic needs with money left over? Do you act the same when you suffer need as opposed to when you have more than you need? At the time of this text, Paul is in jail in Rome. He is writing a letter to the church in Philippi to encourage them to continue in the work of the Lord Jesus Christ. The text says, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. I refers to a Christian. A Christian has the force at all times and at any age, but by only one means, which is through Jesus Christ, from which the unending power comes. The power does not come by virtue of one's own ability and resources, or through a state of mind, or through favorable circumstances. In this text, Paul is saying that Jesus Christ gives him the power to be content in spite of poverty or prosperity. Most times in poverty, we depend on God for help. But during prosperity, we often trust in our own riches. All of nature depends on hidden resources. The great trees send their roots down into the earth to draw up water and minerals. Rivers have their sources in the snow-capped mountains. The most important part of a tree is the part you cannot see, the root system. The most important part of a Christian life is the part that only God sees. Unless we draw on the deep resources of God by faith, we fail against the pressures of life. We draw upon the deep resources of God by faith when we accept the fact that having faith in God requires us to read and study the Bible and listen to the preacher when expounding on the Bible to know what God will have us to do in various situations. When we do what God has told us to do, such as thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not kill, love your enemies, and bless them that curse you, overcome evil with good, and forgive those who trespass against you, then we will have contentment in whatever circumstances we find ourselves in. Paul calls the Philippians to attitudes of joy and reason, so that they replace anxiety with expectant, grateful prayer. He also calls them to think upon and practice Christian virtues. Philippians 4:4 states, "Rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say, rejoice." The joy that Paul calls for is not a happiness that depends on circumstances, but a deep contentment that is in the Lord, based on trust in the sovereign living God, and that therefore is available always, even in difficult times. Philippians 4:5-12 states, "Let your moderation be known upon all men, unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. But I rejoice in the Lord greatly, that now at the last your care of me hath flourished again, wherein you were also careful, but you lacked opportunity. Not that I speak in respect of want, but I have learned, in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. I know both how to be abased, which is to lower in prestige, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need." Some listeners may not have given their lives to Christ, but want to do so. John 3:16 states, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." If you believe and are willing to follow Christ, then join a church that is based on the Holy Bible. Bird flu is spreading again as waterfowl migrate. In poultry, cases are spiking earlier than expected. October 9, 2025, by Evan Bush. At least 70 people, mostly farm workers with close contact to birds or cows, have been infected. One person died. Wild birds tend to spread the disease to poultry farms in a few ways, scientists think: through direct contact, by contaminating feed, or when workers bring contaminated materials into barns. That's why migration season can be such a catalyst. If you get one sick bird that moves over an area, infects some others, the math suggests it's going to spread really fast, said Michael Ward, a professor of natural resources and environmental sciences at the University of Illinois, who studies migration. Ward added that habitat limitations are pushing birds to congregate and share space, which makes viral spread more likely. In Illinois, wetland habitat has shrunk as the state deals with drought. It's a perfect combination for for disease to pop up, Ward said. Now, a breath of fresh air with Minister David Michael.
Good day, Happy New Year to all, and welcome to A Breath of Fresh Air with the Encourager, Minister David Michael. Today's topic is God's love. The prison industry in America is big business, and some have called it the new Jim Crow. On a recent prison documentary, one of the inmates stated that she felt love and respect in prison that she never felt at home. She said that her father left home when she was young and that her mother was not around much. She said the pain of not feeling love drove her to the crack pipe, which took away her pain. Please understand that we can all endure a great deal of pain and what we call not fair life experiences when we know who loves us. Everybody wants to be loved. However, sometimes we do not receive the love we desire. Have you ever felt unloved? The pain of not feeling love sometimes drives us to make unwise decisions. Decisions like turning to illegal drugs, alcohol, abusive relationships, or other addictions that may not be in our best interest. However, be encouraged, my beloved, because there is good news. From Genesis to Revelation, from Earth's greatest tragedy to Earth's greatest triumph, the story of humanity's lowest depth and God's highest heights can be couched in the 25 beautiful words of John 3:16, Jesus' conversation with Nicodemus. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. This verse is an alphabet of grace and a table of contents to the Christian hope. In this great verse, we see the highest statement of theology as it portrays God's nature as a God who loves deeply. It portrays the genius of soteriology as it shows how God planned to rescue mankind through the gift of his Son, Jesus Christ. Millions of people read the verse, but only a handful trust it. Some believe it's too good to be true. Many people misunderstand God's attribute of love. God is love. Does not mean that everything is happy and sweet, or that God's love could not possibly allow punishment for sin. God's holiness and divine law demand that all sin be punished. However, God's love provided a plan of redemption and salvation for a lost world. By that plan, Jesus came from heaven to give his life as the final and perfect sacrifice for our sin. God is knocking at the door of your heart. But we must respond. We must believe. We must commit our lives to Jesus Christ and trust him as our Lord and Savior. Do you have an attitude of gratitude for God's love? Will you respond to his call to eternal salvation by faith in him? If so, everlasting life is yours. Shalom.
You have been listening to Reverend Barbara Coleman and Minister David Michael, the Encouragers, bringing you words of encouragement from the Holy Bible. We hope that we have said something that was encouraging to you as you continue on your life's journey. Thank you for listening.
I try to hold on to this world with everything I have, but I feel the weight of what it brings and the hurt that tries to grab. The many trials that seem to never end, his word declares this truth, that we will enter in this rest with wonders anew. But I hold on to this hope and the promise that he brings, that there will be a place where no more suffering, there will be